Ian is getting stronger. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. It's a tropical storm now, but by later today, Ian could be a hurricane. The storm is expected to pass over Cuba and then reach Florida later this week. The entire state is under a state of emergency, and residents are being urged to gather supplies.
Food, water, generator, and lots of other goodies.
Heavy rain, strong winds, and even isolated tornadoes are possible. President Biden was supposed to travel to Florida on Tuesday, but has canceled his trip. There's a lot to clean up in eastern Canada following a visit from Fiona. The hurricane remnants ripped roofs off of buildings and swept away homes. Members of the military have been deployed to clear fallen trees. Shots were fired at a crowded amusement park in Pennsylvania last night. Police in West Mifflin say three people were hurt at Kennywood after a fight escalated between two groups of teenagers. No one has been arrested. We're just about 6 weeks away from the midterm elections, and Republicans are pounding the message of crime, inflation, and runaway government spending.
I've never seen voters so angry, so frustrated with the president that wants 87,000 new IRS agents, that wants to forgive loans. And we're seeing record numbers of people out there. Every time Joe Biden opens his mouth, it inspires my base to get out there and vote.
Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Democrats believe the nationwide reversal of abortion rights will bring their supporters to the polls. Italians are voting today in nationwide elections that could give power to a far-right leader for the first time since World War II. The country could also elect the first female prime minister. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The motive behind a deadly hit-and-run accident is under investigation in North Dakota.
41-year-old Shannon Brown is charged with DUI-related vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Police say he hit and killed 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson in the small North Dakota town of McHenry. Police say the teen called his mother last Sunday saying Brandt was chasing him. And court documents state that Brandt claimed they had a political argument and that Brandt admitted to state radio that he hit the pedestrian and that the pedestrian was part of a Republican extremist group. Authorities have not confirmed that Ellingson belonged to a Republican extremist group, and they're investigating whether a political argument led up to his death.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Neighbors tell Fox News Digital Brandt has a history of rampages. A Florida sheriff's deputy is being remembered as two illegal immigrants face charges in connection with his death. The deputy was killed by a piece of construction equipment while working an overnight shift.
Juan Ariel Molina Sales is now charged with leaving the scene of a fatal crash after investigators tell us he ran over a sheriff's deputy with a front loader and then took off. Deputy Michael Hartwick was killed that night. He was a 19-year veteran of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department. Right now, the Hartwick family grieving as police try to figure out how Molina Sales was ever even approved to work at that construction site because he didn't even have the paperwork or a license.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, a second illegal immigrant, is accused of helping the suspect. How many buses carrying migrants will reach New York today? Yesterday, four buses arrived from the overwhelmed city of El Paso, Texas.
It's obvious our current system cannot handle the influx, and I have not seen a plan at all from this president. And what we've seen over the last year and a half is a complete denial that there's a problem.
Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne, Democrats were outraged when migrants were flown to Martha's Vineyard. Cam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.